liberation, mukti. If one gets one of the five types of mukti in Vaikuntha, is there a chance for the person also to attain Braja Bhakti? In other words, elevate yourself from Vaikuntha to Braj. Answer. All types of mukti are eternal destinations. Once someone attains liberation, there is no further change or destination. The liberated person worked for and desires a specific type of mukti. One will therefore attain the mukti that he desired and did sadhana to attain. They have no interest in any other type of mukti. Jiva Goswami clearly explains that Brahman realization is an eternal state of mukti. He does not say that one has to come down or fall down from Brahman realization. You can read the first 9 parts of Bhagavad Sandarbha. But however, he does say the realization of Bhagavan is superior to realization of Brahman based on Bhagavat Puran. Attaining liberation or freedom from conditioned life means becoming free of the gross and subtle body, means becoming situated in one's own nature. This is described in an important verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 10, Verse 6. Muktir hidvanyata rupam sarupena vivasati. This type of mukti liberation is two types, impersonal and personal. In impersonal mukti, one does not attain a spiritual body. Mukti rupam sarupena. The Atman remains in his pure state. This is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 3, Verse 33. 1, 3, 33. In personal mukti, the pure Atma is invested with a spiritual body, which is conscious and has a nature similar to the Atma. The subtle and gross body disintegrate at the time of mukti and merge back into their corresponding tapas or prakriti. This is described in 1st Canto of Bhagavatam, Sura Nara Muni giving up his material body and getting his spiritual body. 1st Canto, Chapter 6, Verse 28 and 29. So this is a question of being, what is the concept of Jiva Mukta in Gaudiya Vaishnavism? Jiva Mukta means you're alive, you're living in the body, but you're liberated from attachment, from any identification with the body. So being a Jiva Mukta in a Gaudiya Vaishnava means one has attained Bhava Bhakti. And Vaita Vedanta, what people call Mayavadi, to be a Jiva Mukta means one has given up the sense of doership and identifies with Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi. The term Jiva Mukti or Jiva Mukta means one's liberated while living in a sadhaka body. This meaning of jiva mukti is the same for gaudiyas and avaita bodies. Mukti means to give up bodily identification and be situated in our own sarup. Muktiratvayatarupam sarupena vyasati. Our sarup as Gaudiya Vaishnavas is Krishna Dasatva, Jivara Sarupaya Krishna Nityadas. Madhya chapter 20, verse 108. The jiva is the eternal servant of Hari and never of anyone else. We become situated in our sarup when we attain bhava bhakti or sthayi bhava. Question is asked, if a devotee realizes a sthayi bhava or attains bhava bhakti, becomes a jiva and mukti, can he fall down due to aparad? Answer. Theoretically, this is possible. Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Goswami Sindhu also says that one can lose bhava as a result of one's offense to a dear devotee of the Lord. Bhavopi abhavam Ayati Krishna Prasya Avaradata. Bhakti Goswami Sindhu 1-3, first part wave, first division, 1-3-54. Eastern division, Purva Vibhag, chapter 3, verse 54. Devotees like Shiva, Ganga, or Tulsi can grant mukti to someone by the power given to them by Vishnu. If one attains any of the five types of mukti, including Sayuja mukti, Salukya mukti, Srubhi mukti, Sharsi mukti, Samibhi mukti, Sayuja mukti, he's permanently liberated. There's no chance of again coming to the material realm. Mukti means permanent freedom from bondage. A liberated person who has attained mukti has no karma. So what kind of body would you get if you come back? Our material body is a product of our past karma. So the question is asked, how can a jiva stay happy in the state of Sayuja Mukti where there's no concept of serving Krishna? Answer. Just by being merged in Brahman, being merged in a Brahmajyoti, effulgence of Krishna, that is his seva. For example, if you decorate a temple with a flower, you put a flower in a vase and decorate the altar, that flower is doing seva. Similarly, by being situated in Brahmajyoti is also seva. There is no difference between Krishna and Brahman. Vedanti tattva vividat. The jiva srup has the potential to do seva, but may not be engaged in doing seva. Just like you have a servant, you have a chokidar, and he's sleeping. But you do not say he's not a chokidar just because he's not engaged. Although he is sleeping, his identity still is that of a servant. So the sruv is potential. Sruv is our potential. That potential to serve Srupaya Krishna Nityadas. That potential to serve Krishna may be active or inactive. In a conditioned state, we also do not serve, yet our sruv is das. Very important point here. Sirjamukti, merging in Brahman, is eternal. And some people ask, Sirjamukti is eternal, but you can't compare it to sleeping. It is similar to sleeping, but just as in deep sleep, when one has no external awareness, still remains in his own self and feels happy in Sirjamukti. One feels inner bliss. Mukti means freedom from birth. No, excuse me. Mukti means freedom from both soul and gross body. Mukti hita hidra yata rupam sorvani vasti. There's two types of mukti, personal and impersonal. In personal mukti, a mukta gets the spiritual body of Vaikuntha. The impersonal body, impersonal mukti, the liberated soul mukta, has no body, material or spiritual. In sleep, one still is bound with material bodies, soul, and gross. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a verse in Madhya chapter 8, verse 257, it seems to say that after one merges in Brahman, he gets a stavara deha, means he becomes a tree. That is, you fall from Brahman, become born as a tree. The answer, this is not true. The verse says, yaiche. Y-A-I-C-H-A, Yaiche, doesn't mean he becomes, means just like or just as. It is like getting a stavara deha, not actually getting it. Correct meaning is that one is situated just like, but without, just like a tree, a stavara deha. It means that one is without any external consciousness, which is like sleeping. If everyone goes to Swargaloka, does everyone get a body of a deva? And Sajaran says, going to heaven does not mean one becomes a deva. Not everyone is a deva in heaven. One gets a body like the deva, but not that one becomes a deva. If one happens to go to hell, he can still become a devotee and get out of hell. But if one immerses in Brahma Sutra, there's no possibility to come out. So a devotee thinks that merging in Brahma is worse than hell. If one has Brahma Sirjamukti, one has no mind, no intelligence, no body, either physical or material. There is no way to think or discriminate in this state. It's like deep sleep or going into a coma. You're in Brahma seizure forever, like eternal coma. Neither Jiva nor Bhagavan did anything for a Jiva to be in Vaikuntha, to be in Brahmajyoti or in the material world. Therefore, neither the Jiva nor Bhagavan is to be blamed or praised for the state the Jiva is in. Some things are just the way they are. This is beyond logic, achintya. The only way to understand this truth is Shastra. Only Shastra is Brahman, nothing. It's Brahman, nothing else. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Okay, Radhe Shyam. Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Pure bhakti can't be performed unless one becomes free from a propensity to cheat. Among all types of cheating, the worst type of cheating is desire for liberation. I want to go back home, back to Godhead. I want to get out of this suffering material world. I want liberation. I want to go there. Unless one becomes completely free from the desire for liberation, one cannot perform pure bhakti, because mukti and bhakti are absolutely antagonistic to one another. One who wants to attain mukti has no interest in bhakti. Inherently, the desire for mukti, what does it mean? I want mukti, I want to get out. It means this world is a place of misery. It's not even real. I will renounce everything. Let the whole world burn to ashes. I don't care. Such a person is interested only in his own selfish desire to be free from suffering, nothing else. The desire to serve anyone, even God or Krishna, cannot take place in such a mind. This conception of getting out of not caring has to be completely uprooted from a person's heart before love of God can be achieved. All materialistic motives and selfishness are all cheating. Unless one comes to the platform of pure devotion, one remains impure because still has a cheating propensity deep in the heart. Jai Radhe Shyam.